Okay, let's unpack this. You know, usually when we talk about building a legacy or wealth, we use this metaphor of like building a fortress.
Right, yeah. Lots of heavy lifting.
Exactly. You spend your whole life hauling these heavy stones, you know, laying the mortar, building the walls higher and higher just to keep your family safe.
And it takes, I mean, decades of just grueling, highly intentional work.
Decades. But then you step into the world of modern estate planning and wealth transfer, and suddenly you realize you left the fortress gates completely wide open.
Yeah, you forgot the keys.
You forgot to give your kids the keys, and like the people coming to claim your stones were wearing suits.
Right. It's the absolute definition of a structural failure. I mean, you have the assets, but you completely lack the architecture to actually protect them.
So our mission today is to really explore a complete financial life cycle for you, the listener. We're talking about how to build wealth from absolute scratch, and far more importantly, how to make sure it isn't just lost to, you know, bureaucracy or fraudsters or just a simple lack of planning.
Which happens way more often than people think.
Oh, all the time. So our sources for this deep dive come from this massive stack of materials by entrepreneur and U.S. Army veteran Dan Koss.
Really comprehensive stuff.
Super comprehensive. We're pulling heavily from his book, The Money Smarts Vault, as well as the digital financial education platform he built over at money-smarts.com. The whole goal here is to give you a massive shortcut to being, well, fully financially informed.
Because knowledge is really most valuable when it is actually applied, right?
Exactly.
What we are unpacking today isn't some, theoretical economics class. It is a highly actionable blueprint for your life,
Yeah.
starting from the very first dollar you save all the way to the legacy you eventually leave behind.
Right. So let's start at the very beginning of that journey. Because, I mean, before you can worry about protecting your wealth, you actually have to understand how to build it in the first place.
Which is arguably the hardest part right now.
Oh, for sure. Looking at the landscape right now, younger generations, Gen Z and millennials especially, they're facing just a ridiculously complex economy. Just getting a foothold feels impossible when you're staring down, you know, inflation, massive student loans, and a housing market that just feels totally locked off.
Yeah, and that overwhelming complexity is exactly the problem that money-smarts.com was built to solve.
Yeah.
The sources detail this free-to-start gamified financial literacy platform.
Gamified is the keyword there.
Right. It was designed specifically for those younger demographics who, they know they need to get serious about their future, but they are understandably intimidated by traditional financial jargon.
Yeah, I was looking through the curriculum, and the platform is just massive. I mean, they have over six modules and like more than 50 lessons covering things like budgeting basics, credit score essentials, investing 101.
Essentials, yeah.
But the approach is what really hooked me. It heavily relies on game mechanics. So you earn XP, you unlock badges, you're climbing leaderboards.
It's brilliant,
Yeah.
honestly.
It literally feels like leveling up your character in a role-playing video game. But instead of grinding for, I don't know, digital armor, the loot is your actual real-world credit score and your real-world wealth.
Well, and the psychological shift happening there is fascinating because usually looking at your debt or, trying to calculate compound interest, that triggers anxiety.
Big time.
It feels abstract, it feels punishing, and it is entirely unfun. But gamification actually changes the brain's neurochemical response.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah, by turning those abstract concepts into trackable progress, through XP and badges, you trigger a dopamine loop. You are suddenly being rewarded in real time for learning how to manage your money. It just removes the intimidation factor entirely.
And what's cool is it isn't just like boring multiple choice quizzes either. The platform utilizes AI-powered tutoring using Claude AI, and it employs Socratic teaching methods.
Which is huge for retention.
Yeah, so instead of just handing you a PDF worksheet on debt consolidation, the AI acts like an actual mentor. If you ask it, how do I pay off my credit card? It doesn't just spit out a generic article.
Right, it pushes back.
Exactly. It asks you a question back, like, well, let's look at this together. What are the interest rates on your current cards right now?
Because it forces critical thinking rather than just rote memorization. When you arrive at the answer yourself through that kind of guided inquiry, you actually build stronger neural pathways.
You remember it better.
Exactly. You actually understand the why behind the financial strategy rather than just blindly following a list of rules that you're going to forget in a week.
Right. And that foundation leads directly into one of Kost's core texts in the series, which is a book called Money Smarts, Owning Your Home by 25.
A very ambitious title.
Super ambitious. But he identifies early home ownership as the absolute foundational step for wealth building. The logic being that getting out of the renting cycle early, you know, that locks in your housing costs and starts building equity.
Which makes the rest of the financial life cycle exponentially easier to manage. It anchors your financial reality.
Yeah.
But, and this is where things get interesting, once you use these tools, buy that house, and actually build that initial wealth, the rules of the game completely invert.
Yes. You spend all this time learning offense, like how to make the money and buy the assets. But once you actually have the wealth, your focus has to shift entirely to defense.
You have to protect the fortress.
Right. Which brings us to Dan Kost's background and the core concept of the Money Smarts Vault.
Well, and Kost has a very unique perspective on this because he actually founded the U.S. credit repair industry back in 1983.
1983, that is a long time in the finance world.
Yeah, he has spent decades watching people really struggle with money. And his core realization from all those years is just profound. He says, most financial problems are information problems.
That quote, man, that quote stopped me in my tracks because it perfectly explains what researchers call the three-generation curse.
It's a brutal statistic.
The statistics in the reading are genuinely sobering. 70% of families lose their wealth by the second generation.
70%.
And by the third generation, 90% of families have lost it. And you'd think it's because of, I don't know, bad market crashes or heirs buying a bunch of sports cars.
Right, the stereotypical trust fund kid.
Exactly. But it's almost never that. It is simply due to a lack of documented planning.
Because when you lack an information architecture, wealth simply dissipates. It just vanishes. And the most dangerous trap a family can fall into is dying without a plan, which forces your estate into probate.
Okay, let's talk about probate, because our sources highlight this as basically the ultimate wealth killer.
It really is.
Probate is the public, court-supervised process of validating a will and distributing assets. But the mechanics of it are horrifying. Like, an average uncomplicated probate takes 12 to 18 months.
Over a year. Just waiting.
Over a year, and it consumes 3 to 8% of the gross estate in fees. But wait, I need to stop here, because I always thought that if I went to a lawyer and drafted a rock-solid will, I was protecting my family from all of this. Are you saying a will doesn't stop probate?
That is probably one of the most common and honestly dangerous misconceptions in all of personal finance.
Mm-hmm.
A will absolutely does not avoid probate. In fact, having a will actually guarantees it.
Wait, how does that make any sense?
Okay, think of a will simply as a letter of instruction to a probate court judge.
Yeah.
You are just telling the judge who you want to get your stuff.
Right, okay.
But because you are no longer here to physically sign the deeds or, you know, authorize the bank transfers, the court has to step in to legally transfer that ownership.
Ah, I see.
And during that entire time, your assets are entirely frozen.
So my family is sitting there, possibly grieving, and they can't even access the checking account to pay for the funeral. Or, like, keep up with the mortgage for a year?
Precisely. And while the assets are frozen, the meter is running. I mean, that 3 to 8% we mentioned, that isn't just some random flat tax.
What is it, then?
It goes to court filing fees, mandatory appraisals, executor bonds, and most heavily attorneys who are billing by the hour just to push paper through a massively backlogged court system.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If we connect this to the bigger picture, if you have a $500,000 estate, you could be losing up to $40,000 just for the privilege of transferring your own money to your own kids.
That makes me sick to my stomach. Which is exactly why the Money Smarts Vault is so crucial. It's this 12-section blueprint designed to document absolutely everything you own.
Everything.
It covers your bank accounts, your real estate titling, your insurance policies. And the critical legal mechanism it points you toward to actually bypass the probate court entirely is the revocable living trust.
Right, because unlike a human being, a trust does not have a lifespan. It is a legal entity.
So it can't die.
Exactly. If you take your house and you change the title so that the trust owns it, the house never has to go through probate when you die. Because the owner, the trust, didn't actually die.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. The legal owner is still alive on paper.
Exactly. The trust simply follows the instructions you laid out, you know, to pass management to your successor. But the vault highlights a massive vulnerability here. And this happens all the time. an unfunded trust.
What does that mean, unfunded?
Well, you can pay a lawyer thousands of dollars to draft a beautiful, perfect trust document. But if you never actually go to the bank and retitle your accounts into the name of the trust, the document is basically useless.
Because the court only knows what is legally documented.
Exactly. An unfunded trust can undo decades of hard work.
And that brings up a terrifying point from the sources, because it isn't just traditional assets like houses and checking accounts that get lost in the shuffle here.
Oh, no. It's much broader now.
Right. The modern estate has these invisible layers that families completely miss. I'm talking about digital assets. The vault notes that 20% of all Bitcoin ever mined is permanently lost.
20%.
20%. Largely because the owners passed away without ever leaving their seed phrases or passwords for their families.
And that concept extends far beyond just cryptocurrency. Think about revenue-generating digital assets.
Like what?
Imagine someone builds a highly monetized YouTube channel that's bringing in, say, thousands of dollars a month. Or maybe they run an established, profitable Etsy store.
Oh, yeah. Huge businesses run entirely online.
Right. If the owner dies and the family doesn't have a centralized password manager or a documented plan, those assets simply expire.
They just die with the creator.
Exactly. The revenue sits in an inaccessible digital wallet until the platform eventually just suspends the account for inactivity.
So think about this for a second, listener. How many of your digital subscriptions, your online side hustles, or your investment accounts could your family actually access right this second if you were suddenly out of the picture?
It's a scary thought.
It is tragic that families lose out simply because they didn't know what they didn't know.
Well, and what's fascinating here is that information gap becomes incredibly apparent when we look at government entitlements, specifically veterans benefits.
Oh, this section was eye-opening.
Right. The VA system administers over 40 distinct benefit programs, yet most families only ever file for one or two because no one tells them where to look.
Yeah, they don't even know the others exist.
Exactly. The government system inherently rewards those who know how to navigate the paperwork, and it absolutely punishes those who don't, which makes a tool like the vault an absolute necessity for veterans.
Let's talk about some of the examples in the Money Smarts vault, because, for instance, there's the 10-year P&T rule. I had never heard of this in my life.
Very few civilians have, and honestly, a lot of veterans haven't either.
So, if a veteran is rated 100% disabled, meaning permanent, and total for 10 continuous years before they pass away, their surviving spouse qualifies for dependency and indemnity compensation, or DIC.
Yes, a very specific benefit.
And they qualify regardless of the cause of death. Like, the veteran could tragically pass away in a completely unrelated car accident, and the spouse still qualifies for this tax-free monetary benefit.
It's a huge protection for the family.
But the VA doesn't just, like, automatically mail a check. The widow has to know to apply for it.
And that total lack of automatic communication applies to recent legal changes as well, like the 2023 SBP DIC offset elimination.
Okay, let's break those acronyms down for a second for everyone. The SBP is the Survivor Benefit Plan, which is essentially an annuity that military retirees pay into, kind of like life insurance, to provide for their spouse.
Exactly.
And the DIC is the Dependency and Indemnity Compensation we literally just talked about, which is paid by the VA.
Correct. Now, for decades, federal law prohibited a surviving spouse from receiving both of those benefits in full.
Which seems so unfair.
It was incredibly unfair. If you receive the DIC from the VA, the government would deduct that exact amount from your SPP annuity. It was a dollar-for-dollar offset that severely penalized surviving military families.
But the law finally changed in 2023, completely eliminating that offset, right?
Yeah.
Surviving spouses can now get both payments in full.
Yes, they can.
But here is the kicker I read in the source material. They must manually contact the Defense Finance and Accounting Service to restore the full payment. It is not an automatic system update.
No, it's not. If you don't know the law changed and you don't know who to call, you miss out on the benefit entirely.
That is infuriating.
We're talking about potentially thousands of dollars a month that a veteran earned for their family just sitting in a government treasury simply because a form wasn't filed.
Which is exactly why building out the Money Smarts vault isn't just some boring administrative chore. It is literally an act of love.
That's a great way to put it.
It serves as a checklist and a roadmap for your family on day one. So, okay, we've built the fortress, and we've made sure the legal gates are locked against the probate courts and government bureaucracy.
Right, the defense is set.
But what happens when someone doesn't try to break down the gate, but instead tricks you into handing over the keys while you're still alive?
The human element.
Yeah, that brings us to a massive active threat to your wealth right now. The modern fraud economy.
And financial fraud has evolved completely. I mean, it is no longer just a lone hacker in a basement sending poorly spelled emails.
Right. The Nigerian prince thing is old news.
Exactly. It is a multi-billion dollar, highly organized industry with literal call centers, quality control departments, and incredibly sophisticated psychological scripts.
The tactics are shocking. I was reading about the Google search trap in the source material, and my jaw hit the floor.
Ah.
Here's where it gets really interesting and terrifying.
It's very clever.
We are all taught that if we have a problem with our bank account, we just Google the bank's customer service number. But fraudsters are actually buying paid advertisements at the very top of Google search results.
Yes, they buy the ad space for the keywords.
So when you search for your bank, the very first sponsored phone number you see might be a direct line to a scammer's call center. Doing that could hand your entire account over to a scammer.
Because it exploits our tendency for cognitive offloading.
Mm.
You know, we just trust the search engine to verify reality for us.
Yeah, we assume Google checked it.
Right. When you dial that fake number, the person answering sounds entirely professional. I mean, they have hold music, they use banking terminology, they tell you they see suspicious activity on your account, and they slowly escalate the conversation until they convince you to read them your one-time text passcode.
And just like that, you've handed over the keys.
Yep. The defense here requires establishing a strict personal protocol. Never use a search engine to find a financial institution's phone number. You only use the number printed physically on the back of your credit card or one found on a verified mailed bank statement. Setting that strict protocol completely neutralizes the threat.
The sources also point out a universal signal of fraud, which is great because it cuts through all the complexity of these scams. It is a mechanical truth. No legitimate entity will ever accept payment via gift cards.
Never.
Not the IRS, not Apple tech support, not the local police department calling about a warrant.
If the phrase gift card enters a transaction involving a supposed authority figure, it is a scam. Full stop.
Right.
And this level of manipulation extends to business owners as well, particularly through the cashier's check overpayment scam.
Oh, I read about this one, and it is absolutely brutal for small businesses because it exploits people who are just trying to be helpful and provide good customer service.
Yeah, it exploits a fundamental misunderstanding of the banking timeline. A fraudster poses as a client and sends a small business a cashier's check for significantly more than the agreed-upon amount for a service or product.
Okay.
They immediately follow up, profusely apologize, blame a clerical error by their accountant, and ask the business to deposit the check and quickly wire the excess funds back to them.
And the business owner logs into their banking app, sees the check amount listed as available, and just assumes the money is real. So they wire the excess funds back to the client to be helpful.
But available does not mean cleared. By law, banks often have to make funds available within a day or two, but it can take weeks for a counterfeit cashier's check to fully process and be rejected by the issuing bank.
Oh no, so what happens?
When the check finally bounces, the bank immediately deducts the full amount from the small business owner's account. The money they wired out was their own actual money, and it is gone forever.
Wow. They use manufactured urgency, don't they? They make you panic about a flashing computer screen, or they play on your desire to resolve an overpayment quickly, and it just short-circuits your critical thinking.
Yes. Taking a breath is your best defense. Do not let their manufactured urgency dictate your timeline. Verify everything independently.
And what's wild is that while fraudsters are using technology to attack us, Cost strongly advocates for using technology to build our defenses.
Fighting fire with fire.
Exactly. The Vault sources suggest leveraging free AI tools to democratize your estate planning. For example, instead of wading through confusing government websites, you can use an AI like Perplexity to look up current VA benefit rates, since they change yearly.
Very efficient.
You can use ChatGPT to help you draft a legacy letter, you know, a personal letter explaining your values and wishes to your heirs.
You can even take the legal documents your attorney drafted, redact your personal identifying information, and upload them into an AI like Claude.
Wait, really? You can have AI read your trust.
Absolutely. You can ask it to analyze the trust for gaps or explain dense legalese in plain English. Historically, only the ultra-wealthy had teams of analysts reviewing their documents to ensure nothing was missed.
Right.
Now, anyone with a smartphone can use AI to prepare for an attorney consultation. It ensures that the hour you pay an attorney for is spent on advanced strategy, not just basic orientation.
That is such a smart use of AI. So how do we pull this entire financial life cycle together into one actionable strategy? Because spending decades hauling stones for your fortress shouldn't be undone by an afternoon of skipped paperwork or a single spoofed phone call.
The culmination is formalizing the Money Smarts Vault. The book wisely starts this process as a physical paper template, specifically Appendix A.
A physical notebook?
Yes, because there's a psychological weight to writing these things down. Physically listing your accounts, your insurance policies, your digital passwords, and explicitly naming your designated executor.
Getting it all out of your head.
Exactly.
But the paper is just the starting line, right? Because a physical notebook can burn in a fire or be misplaced during a move. The critical final step is migrating that paper vault to the MoneySmarts.com digital platform.
Yes. The digital platform acts as the secure keep within your fortress. It provides military-grade encryption for all that sensitive data.
Mm-hmm.
And crucially, it allows for specific executor access controls.
So they don't just get everything right away.
Right. Your executor doesn't just have all your passwords today. They only get the keys when a specific protocol verifies they actually need them. The platform also provides automated annual review reminders, ensuring your plan doesn't become dangerously outdated if you buy a new house or change banks.
Plus, it connects you to a vetted advisor referral network. So if you're filling out the vault and realize, oh, wow, I really need an elder law attorney for Medicaid planning, the platform bridges that gap. It takes mm-hmm. you from knowing what you need to do to actually having it done and secured.
Which is the whole point.
Yeah.
But as we look at securing this legacy, there is a really profound concept from Chapter 14 of Cost's book that fundamentally shifts how we should view wealth transfer. It's the concept of the torch conversation and early inheritance.
Oh, I love this because traditional estate planning just defers everything until death. You lock the fortress and your heirs only get the map after you're gone.
Exactly.
But by then, you can't provide any guidance on how to manage the estate and you don't get to see the impact of your life's work.
So Cost advocates for a wealth apprenticeship model. You utilize the annual gift tax exclusion, which currently allows you to give up to $18,000 a year per person completely tax-free to pass wealth to your family while you were still alive.
So you actually sit down with them, have the torch conversation, and say, here's a portion of your inheritance now. Let's manage it together.
Yes. Don't just leave a deposit. Sit down, have the conversation, and watch the fire burn from the spark you lit. If they make a mistake or a bad investment, it's with a small, manageable amount, and you are right there to coach them through the mechanics of wealth.
You are passing them the keys and walking the ramparts of the fortress together.
Showing them where the weak points are and how to defend the walls.
It transforms an inheritance from a sudden, overwhelming windfall into a shared educational journey. That is beautiful.
It really is.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you, the listener, with a thought that takes this idea of the digital vault and looks just a little bit over the horizon. Right now, we rely on living executors to trigger our trusts and distribute our passwords when we pass away.
Which is a human element that is still prone to delays and emotional friction.
Exactly. But what if, in the very near future, your digital vault at money-smarts.com isn't just a static storage locker? What if your estate plan is managed by an autonomous AI executor that is directly tied to your smartwatch or biometric data? Right. The moment your biometric data confirms you've passed, the AI instantly, securely, and seamlessly executes your trust. It immediately locks down your bank accounts from fraudsters, automatically applies for your spouse's VA benefits, and instantly distributes your digital assets to your heirs without a single court filing or a moment of human delay.
A perfectly executed defense triggered the absolute moment you can no longer defend the walls yourself.
It's a wild thought, but with the tools we have today, we are closer to that reality than ever before. You know, a lifetime of building wealth shouldn't be undone by an afternoon of skipped paperwork.
No, it shouldn't.
So don't leave your fortress gates open. Go check out Dan Cost's Money Smarts Vault and get your digital plan started at money-smarts.com. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.